That's Petersburg High School senior Skipper Erickson playing a euphonium, but he's not using a traditional mouthpiece. This one he made himself using a computer and a 3D printer.
One of my friends has a plastic mouthpiece that he bought, and since we have a 3D printer, I thought it'd be a good project to make.
The high school got the 3D printer in 2013 and another one this spring. Erickson uses them in a class called MacTech. The printers basically create 3D objects out of melted plastic and a blueprint on a computer. The actual process of making the mouthpiece didn't take that long.
I had to edit the design a little bit. That took about 20 minutes. And then printing, I think, took 2.5 hours.
The process is obviously not like your average office printer. The 3D printer uses a spool of plastic cord that is fed into a melting piece, kind of like a hot glue gun. Then it slowly, layer by layer, builds a very precise object. The euphonium mouthpiece had 476 layers. Using this technology, Erickson thinks he might be able to get an edge up on his physics project, making rockets.
And I was thinking about designing some fins and nose caps to make the rockets fly a little farther, so they'd be accurate and strong because of the plastic.
Versus what would the other option be?
The other options would be just cutting up plastic bottles to make fins and cardboard.
So this would be more precision-oriented?
Yeah. It'd be more precise and it'd work better.
Erickson may not be your average student, but you don't have to be the head of your class to use a 3D printer. Students don't have to design a project from scratch. There's actually a website that has 3D models that students use.
All right, so we have a GoPro tripod mount that we want to 3D print.
At a meeting of the Petersburg School Board, high school students Tucker Hagerman and A.J. Erickson, no relation to Skipper, are helping to explain to the adults in the room how it all works. They stand next to a table with a 3D printer and a laptop. The computer screen is projected onto the wall, showing a documentary they made about the process.
Since we have SketchUp, we can customize this object, so we're going to end up putting some text right here on this face, I think. Now we're going to cut to a sped-up video of our printer printing our project here.
After the video, the teenagers pass around examples of objects that they made in school. There's a red Lego piece, a black hard drive case, and a green GoPro mount. The teens are convinced that future applications are endless.
Now where this can tie to school is...
A.J. Erickson explains how the school could save money by printing these little gadgets that prevent computer cords from breaking.
So that'll last a little longer and you'd save $50 a month on ordering new chargers.
The plastic cord's not too expensive at 7 cents a gram. The euphonium mouthpiece used about $1.26 worth. Of course, the printer itself costs more at $1,300. How cost-effective the 3D printer is may be unknown at this point, but one thing is for sure. These high school students are leading the way. And in the meantime, Skipper Erickson will continue to use his new mouthpiece. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.